When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of my American Arts and Culture Review. That's too loud. American Arts and Culture Review presents I Heard It Through the Gripe, wine spelled W-H-I-N-E. Today's episode is brought to you by Joe Rogan's pill company, Onnit. Go to onnit.com, that's O-N-N-I-T.com, to buy the new Gorilla Monkey Power Pill, and every other person who buys the pill enters to win a chance to shake the hand with a monkey that goes ooh-ooh-ah-ah at the beginning of every Joe Rogan YouTube clip on the JRE Clips YouTube channel. Also on the podcast, we have Whitmer Thomas. Whit has a belly ache because that's where he stores his gripes, because he thought gripes were grapes. And he's begging to get some of those gripes out, and he's going to do that by getting the gripes out of through his belly, out of his mouth. We also have the gripe lady himself, Ronnie Thomas Berry. He started wearing an army uniform to work, and he forces everyone to salute him every time he delivers groceries. We also have Dr. Phil on here. Dr. Phil, do you want to sound off?
You're a bitch.
So that's American Arts and Culture Review presents I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Wine spelled W-H-I-N-E. Welcome to the podcast, gang. What's up, dudes?
What's up?
Just chilling, man. Yeah. What's up with you?
Nothing, not a damn thing. Nothing's changed, nothing new.
Life's cool.
Yeah, life rocks right now. Any updates? Last time we talked was about 23-24 hours ago. Any updates, gang?
Yeah, man. What's up with me? Today I went I did something really vulnerable, and it's also my first gripe.
Oh, you want to get into your gripes?
Oh, we're getting into gripes.
I don't mind that at all.
No, you can just get into it.
Okay.
Now on
with the countdown. I'm Casey Kasem. Now on with the countdown. 5.
All right. My first gripe is that today I did something very vulnerable. I posted onto Instagram Watch.
Okay.
Wow. Our IGTV, I think, is what it's called, actually.
Yeah.
I posted a video that I made a while back on there. I've never posted this video on Instagram. I posted a trailer for it about 4 months ago.
Okay.
This video I worked really hard on.
I don't know what you're talking about right now, but I'm very excited to learn in a couple of seconds.
With my friend Kaylee, Kaylee McGee. It's a video where I'm an influencer, a content creator, creationist. Guess what? Nobody likes it at all.
Before you posted it, did you feel like, I'm really going to step into it. I feel very, uncomfortable posting this, and then no one liked it? Or is it that you were very confident and then no one liked it, and now you feel like, upset?
I thought, I can't believe I've never posted this video.
Okay.
This video is my number one most for Instagram video.
Yeah.
And I've never posted it, and I don't ever use Instagram TV. Why not? This is a great opportunity.
Yeah,
first time around.
You and your social team got together and y'all talked about this, right?
Yeah, so I post it feeling confident and good, feeling like this is going to really bring a lot of joy to people and to me, because I'm going to be reaping the benefits. And also my wimpy goat, new pet baby goat video did not do well.
Oh, wow.
Do you realize that this is a big problem?
I thought the pet baby goat video was old.
This is a big deal.
It was old, but I had never posted it. I probably texted it to you, but I had never posted that video.
Why do you have to be right? Why do you have to win
the argument? Some of these videos I made a long time ago and just kind of thought, I don't know if I want to do anything with it.
I'm getting on my phone right now. I'm going to give it a like. I'm going to share it.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Anyway.
And
posted
then,
it, and guess what? Everybody fucking hates it. Nobody likes it at all.
Okay.
I thought, for sure, this is going to be life-changing for me. Nobody likes it at all. I feel like
but that's not what we're talking about.
Sorry. I'm going a little crazy here.
I feel like a buffoon. I feel like an asshole bitch buffoon with a small-ass paper cutter dick.
Tell me who you feel like.
I feel like the king of the sorry people.
But you're right also, but you also feel like starts with a B, my man.
A bitch.
You're a bitch.
No, you feel like I bet you feel like Boo Boo the Fool.
Oh, I mean, Clay, this is beyond Boo Boo the Fool. I mean,
yeah.
This is next.
Okay.
Level
this is
Boo Boo
the Fool.
That's low, dude. That's really low.
yeah, I don't know what CJ's saying here. He's saying you should have cut it in portrait landscape. Nobody wants to watch a video in portrait landscape. What's that mean? CJ, explain yourself.
While we get to the bottom of this, y'all want to hear my number 5 gripe?
Yeah.
I'm Casey Kasem. Now, on with the countdown. 5.
So my gripe, number 5 gripe, is something that is affecting me as we speak. I just got an email from HBO Now about HBO Max. And my gripe is HBO Max sucks. I'm bored. So that's my gripe. I went on there, and I was totally underwhelmed. And I threw a fit. I started screaming. I punched a couple of holes in the wall. I scared everyone that I lived with, Lenny and Whitney. So this might also have to do with the Gorilla Monkey pills that I've been taking from onnit.com.
Oh, yeah.
But also, HBO Max had a very underwhelming release. So
it did?
Did you watch the Looney Tunes?
I did not watch Looney Tunes. Maybe if I get some Porky Pig on my TV screen, you think that could...
Yeah, you can watch some Porky Pig. You can watch Duck-a-Muck. It's probably one of the best cartoons ever made.
Do you understand at all what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think I get it. Has anyone else downloaded HBO Max?
I haven't looked at it.
Clay, you really shouldn't be talking shit about HBO Max.
What's that?
Because they... They're saying that my special is on there.
Y'all want to hear my reverse gripe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi everyone. Here's my reverse gripe. I love HBO Max. It's one of the greatest things ever. You get what do you have? Porky Pig. Literally name me one place where you could find Perky Pig, the Looney Tune Duck, and Bugs Bunny all in the same app, and also Whitmer Thomas, and that's HBO Max. It's one of my favorite streaming services because of it has the Looney Tune Duck, Bugs Bunny, Porky Pig, and Whitmer Thomas. And so I think everyone should go on and get HBO Max right now. Rod, are you ready for your number 5 gripe?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm Casey Kasem. Now, on with the countdown. 5.
I watched the movie Sin City yesterday, and I don't know why. I don't remember anything about it, or I can't figure out why I turned it on at all.
You're a bitch.
Maybe you want to see Jessica Alba dancing around on a table or something.
Yeah, I mean that. Yeah, I guess it takes so long to get to any of that stuff. They're just like talking, driving around in the dark all the time. It's weird that I think at some point I thought it was a good movie.
I'm a drum.
No, I remember being a teenager in high school. I was like, this is cool.
Wait, cool. Were you not floored that this is a black and white movie and every now and again you get to see the color red? Like, does that not, like, entertain
also
you?
Also yellow. Sometimes. What about the dude with the weird swollen yellow head? I remember thinking,
yeah, yellow man is like, okay.
Do you realize
that
this is a big
problem? I don't remember anything about it.
I watched, well, this
made
is
a sequel.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I'm sorry you had to go through that. You watched all of it?
Yeah, I was, like, kind of doing laundry and, like, and making food, but it was on the whole time, and I can't remember a second of it.
Doesn't Bruce Willis look pretty cool, though? He looks really cool.
Oh, I don't even remember.
A lot of stuff looks really cool in the movie. But I didn't know. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the movie is that Bruce Willis has like a kid who's dead or something, right?
I don't know. That's not it. He saves a kid who's going to get raped by somebody, and then I don't know. And then that guy comes back, but that's like only like a third of the movie because it's like little vignettes. But they're kind of connected. I don't know. It's not for me anymore. Maybe in high school. I liked it.
What did you say they had? They had little pendulettes?
No, little vignettes.
Oh, sorry.
They're just little short things.
Sleeves,
there are boobs in the movie. So that part
Ooh.
Is cool.
Ooh.
So maybe that's why I liked it in high school.
I saw Matrix last night. I showed that to Whitney for the first time.
And?
I don't remember the soundtrack being that, like, comically... Not bad, but, like, comical.
It's like...
Yeah, so... Wait, are you ready for your number four gripe?
Yeah.
I'm Casey Kasem. Now, on with the countdown. Four. I'm ready.
Number four. Okay. Number four gripe is... Mitra right now is working on something involving like a whodunit thing. So we've been watching some of those movies. We haven't watched Clue. But so we watched Midnight on the Orient Express.
Uh-huh.
That movie, it's
Did you watch the new one or the old one?
The new one.
Oh, yeah.
The Johnny Depp's in that?
And why? Why did you not go with the classic Sidney Lumet one?
Because I can't remember why.
It's online.
No, I know. Okay. There was some reason why Mitra wanted to watch the more recent one.
It's supposed to be extremely bad.
The new, yeah. It's pretty, it's like really kind of boring. So watch that. We were not satisfied. Uh-huh. So then we watched, Murder Mystery. The Adam Sandler Jennifer Aniston movie, and I gotta say, comparing that to Orient Express, that was a thrill ride. Not funny, either though.
Yeah,
Murder Mystery is not very good. See what's going
That's
on
a
right
load
now
of
is
crap.
That I don't know anything anymore. I don't know what's good. The world is bad. Like everything feels bad. There's something about the comfort of like Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston that is like, I'm really enjoying it. Like I watched Just Go With It, you know, the other night, and I really enjoyed myself.
Okay.
So something's going on, man. I guess my gripe overall is why is Midnight on the Orient Express bad? Why?
Yeah.
Seems like it should be good. It's got all the things going for it, and Sidney Lumet made it, and he wrote a whole chapter in his book about it. So, I mean...
Just remake that.
Yeah.
In the end, don't they all kill him? Wasn't that the thing?
Right!
Killed him a little bit?
Yeah.
You're a bitch! You're a bitch!
My gripe is that it's not fun.
That's my gripe is that Rod gave away the ending.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, my gripe is that movie should be fun.
Yeah.
Like, Knives Out, you can tell that they're all actively trying to have fun when they're making that movie. Or Midnight on the Orient Express is not like that. It's like,
that's a load of crap.
Yeah. I think Clue is really fun.
Oh, Clue's great.
Yeah, but Clue is kind of making, it's like almost a parody.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Clue has the lead singer of Fear. You know about that?
Oh, yeah, Johnny Two Bars.
Johnny Two Bar from the band, the Los Angeles punk band Fear, is in it. Johnny Two Bar.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he's a Republican now?
Probably no doubt in my mind.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He seems like the kind of guy who would gone on to be a Republican.
But he seems like a guy that would grow up to be a Republican, but not know much about politics at the same time. And I would probably still like him. He's a very, seemed like a cool guy back in the day. Y'all ready for my number four gripe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm Casey Kasem. Now, on with the countdown. Four.
My number four gripe is I fart too damn loud, and I normally have all my windows open, and it's now dawning on me that all my neighbors can hear my loud farts. So,
I mean,
do you guys have this problem? And if you do, can you share?
Yeah,
I haven't been farting loud, but I have been farting like an extra, like a lot,
okay.
And they all stink really bad.
That's okay.
Yeah, because we're all filled with our home cooked beef.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm making a lot of broccoli.
Yeah, I can hear my neighbor snore. I'm sure he can hear me snore. And why couldn't he hear me doing my fart?
Yeah, I mean, if you can hear someone snore, you can definitely hear them rip grips out of their bum. Also, yeah. I've been doing a thing. One time, we had the windows open. It was late at night. Everyone had their windows open outside. And I tried to do the old classic prank that I pulled out before, just to do a little goof for Whitney, which I know she doesn't like, is I pull down all my pants entirely and do a fart. And it's more acoustic. You can hear it more. But it was a very, very loud one. And very detailed fart. You can hear.
Wow.
And,
yeah. A lot of detail.
A lot of detail. And I know my neighbor's got a good...
You can get all the outlines of the fart.
Oh. What happened?
Rod.
Rod.
My table. Oh, that'll be next.
Okay, ready?
Don't worry about it.
Here you go. Here's Rod's number four. Right.
I'm Casey Kasem. Now, on with the countdown. Four. I'm ready.
Okay, so I have this old table from my great-grandma, and the hinges are broken. And if you lean on it too hard, it just folds down. And that's actually, it's been a big problem when I sit at my table. It's really been pissing me off lately. I can't get it to stay right. Because I really like to
lean
on it.
What do we do to fix this, Rod?
Is there someone that you can yell at? Is your grandmother still around?
My great-grandmother is dead, so.
Clay!
What's up? You've never yelled at your grandmother?
You brought up his dead grandma to make him feel bad.
I didn't know it was his great grandmother. So,
yeah,
Clay.
All my grandmas are dead though.
Right.
Right. Now you're trying to make me feel bad.
I'm not trying to feel bad.
Which is like it's not good. Okay.
I know it's not good to feel bad, but I the table is frustrating, but it's really cute, and it reminds you of my great grandmother, who's a very sweet lady.
Yeah. And her name was Straw?
But I'm sorry.
Grandmother Straw?
Straw?
Yeah, Grandmother Straw?
No, Scepter.
Oh, okay, Scepter Berry.
Grandma Reed.
Reed Scepter Berry. The first time that you brought her up on the podcast is... you just had to complain about what she gave you, so which is really cool. Which is a really cool thing to do. Wait, are you ready for your number three gripe?
You made really good fried chicken.
Wait.
Yeah, I'm ready, man.
Okay.
I'm Casey Kasem. Now on with the countdown. Three. I'm ready. Say it again.
All right, my number three is that I have a white chin beard.
Oh, man, I shouldn't have brought that up.
You have a what now?
You're not the only person who brought it up.
I just knew once I brought it up, I think he's gonna get into his head about it.
No, you're not the first person. I have a white chin beard. My beard is white on my chin. Why isn't it brown or whatever color? It doesn't help that that's the only place the hair grows on my face.
Okay, can I say this? Remember in the movie Citizen Kane, people are walking on the street and they hear an old man yell Rosebud. Remember that? And they're like, well, Rosebud? Who's yelling Rosebud?
Yeah.
I don't even actually remember if that's in the movie. The other day, I was walking around in Highland Park just trying to get a place to sit down and eat for once. All the places were closed, no matter how much I yelled. And I heard, faintly in the background, someone yell, why isn't it brown? And I had no idea why someone was yelling that. And now I know it was you who yelled it.
Yeah, because I was so mad at myself. Why can't I grow a brown beard?
Okay.
Or that's just okay. A cool, if there was hair everywhere, I think I'd be cool with this.
Yeah.
But because there is only really hair right here, and it's what it's like, fright white. It's not even like old person white. It's like I saw a scary clown, and I went, "Hee!"
Yes.
Yeah. So that pisses me off. I was excited to like grow out facial hair and kind of look like, oh, this quarantine is like, oh, my grooming.
That's but a instead, load of crap.
I walk outside, and if I run into somebody that I know, they go, "Woo!"
Yeah.
White chin beard.
What about this? Do you think this could be a good thing? Maybe you can get casted in more dignified roles.
Not at all. Because my face and my voice and a lot of the other things about my personality suggests I'm a lot younger than I am, I think.
Yeah.
So then when I have this weird ass thing, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You ever think about just trying to talk with a deeper voice?
This is something that Mitra asked me about.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Mitra.
I was there. We were having dinner, and she was like, "Hey, Whit, maybe when we're out in public, you try to put on a lower voice." And I was like, "Interesting." I actually said this.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but like. What?
Yeah. So if I wanted to, I guess I could sound like this or something.
So much
like,
way better.
Don't do that.
Way better. No, this is great. This is really good.
Yeah. Would this be real? Like, if you didn't know me and I was just sounding like this, like
yes, that's really good.
Y'all know how I feel. Like, I got this white ass beard, and it like
so good.
Like, pisses me off. It just, like, fucking pisses me off because I want, like, a dark brown, thick-ass beard, but instead I got this white-ass beard.
Dude, you should...
know what I'm saying?
Next stand-up special, you should call it something like Netflix presents You Wouldn't Believe It, starring Whitmer Thomas, and you're wearing all leather, and you're wearing those high, like, Supra shoes.
Yeah. Oh, and I've got a long shirt with, like, a hoodie.
Yes.
I'm going, like, yo, so, like, why do laptops have to be silver or white or some shit? Like, make them dark. I was actually doing that just then, and I realized that might actually be a good premise for a joke.
No.
Because if the computer is dark, you can't see all your stains.
You can't. What? You're mixing up the word joke and gripe.
Yeah, that's a good gripe.
All right.
Well, that does have that make. So anyway, tomorrow at 6 p.m. Pacific time, I'm streaming live. For the hideout, I'm raising money for them. And what the stream is going to be is I'm going to dye my facial hair pitch black, like the blackest dye that I can find. I'm going to let people in on that.
Yeah.
Dye that. And then I'm going to be like playing songs while I wait for it to settle. And then I'll wash it.
Yeah.
And I'll present to everyone my black beard.
I like the sound of that.
That's a good stream.
Yeah. So I'll be doing that on Instagram. So go do that. Follow me on the Instagram. And also, everyone who's watching this right now, please share my video that I just posted and I worked very hard on.
Yes. Me and Witt's social team have gotten together. We're trying to brainstorm new ways to get this out. We told Witt maybe like put it on the podcast, which is great. So I think this is a great thing. Who's up next on the Scribe thing? I think it's me. Is this my number third? My number third?
Yeah, this is your number third.
Thank you so much.
I'm Casey Kasem. Casey Kasem. Now, on with the countdown. 3. Want another one? I'm ready.
My number 3 gripe is... This is one that makes me the maddest. And that is, Rod wants another car, and it pisses me off to my core. It really rattles me. And it keeps me up at night. I haven't slept in a couple of days, but that could also be because of the gorilla monkey pills that I've been taking through onitonandit.com. But I don't think it's that. I actually think it's Rod wants another car, and it pisses me off. Rod!
Thank you, Clay. Thank you. That is a good gripe, and I got to say that is – you got my gripe back.
Because now, let me just be honest with you.
Yeah, let me be honest. You got my gripe.
Yes.
Because that is really mostly a gripe for me.
Gripe.
Like you're kind of giving a gripe to me right there.
And what
you're
I would say to myself, like, I took away one of your gripes, and what I would say to myself, is...
You're a bitch.
Oh, wow.
Well, no. I'm saying the opposite, Clay. You're taking one of my gripes off.
Oh, out of your belly.
Away
yeah.
from me.
I'm taking
because
some
now I don't have to have that gripe because it's a shared gripe.
Yeah.
So that is a shared gripe.
Yeah.
From Clay. Shared yeah. gripe. Shared gripe from Clay.
I'm
so
Casey
Rod, Kasem. Yeah, it does piss me off.
Yeah.
I mean,
Rod, can you explain yourself? Just like, give us a chance to hear you out.
It's just that I'm making good money, and if I continue to make good money throughout the end of the year,
Oh my god, this is not how you win over hearts and minds, people.
I would maybe buy a car and give my old car to Jeremy.
Oh my god, like he thinks he's like doing charity, like he thinks like this is like it's like. I work at a food bank every day, and what I mean by that is I give money to the McDonald's, Ronald McDonald Foundation, and by that I mean I order food from McDonald's daily, and so it goes to the workers, kind of, technically, and they use it to eat, so I basically work at a food bank, and I forgot why I brought that up.
You're mad at me.
Oh, I'm mad at you because you think you're doing charity like I do on a daily basis, but you're not. You just want a USB, a more secure USB plug-in and better AC, and it's just like despicable. It makes me sick.
No,
I'm glad I'm sitting down.
The AC in the car is really good.
Okay, so you don't have that to complain about.
What else
okay.
do you hate? What do you hate about the car I gave you? My
I don't
car,
hate
my,
anything.
That car changed my life.
Rod, listen. This might sound
other than it's old.
Rod, this might sound harsh, but I really.
Oh, Rod.
Right, Rod. This might sound harsh, but you need to hear it.
You're a bitch.
Okay, no, you're right.
Okay,
you know what else he is, Clay? Right now.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm Casey Kasem.
No, he's not Casey Kasem.
Oh, sorry.
He was a little dog named Snuggles.
Is that it?
Not Bond, Rod. You are not Bond.
Yeah.
I'm not Bond right
but
now.
But you are someone that starts with a B.
No, he's his king of the sorry people.
Oh, God. Dude, last time. Okay. Last time I tried to. You're Boo Boo the Fool. But last time I tried to pull up the sound effect, it crashed our Twitch. But I'm going to do it one more time.
And this what? Is the Boo Boo the Fool sound effect?
Nope.
I gotta tell you something. Bacon is good for me.
So, you said sorry, people, and reminded me of that. Rod, can you explain everything that you don't like about this car?
There's nothing that I don't like about it. It's just old.
Oh, my God. So, you don't like old things?
It's just like I worry about the car. And there's like stuff I need to get fixed on it, and... Sometimes you just would rather get a newer car. So
Rod, give me your dream car, and I'll either if it's a good enough car, I'll either approve or disapprove you.
Okay. Well, my dream car is a is a Jeep Wrangler, is a two-door Jeep Wrangler.
Oh, that's a really good one.
That's like the car I color.
Safari yellow?
I mean, yellow's good. I had when I was in high school, I drove a gold one. So that would be cool if I had a gold Jeep Wrangler. The golden one, HBO. Yeah.
The golden one.
That would be sick.
So yeah, the golden one.
HBO, yeah. My mom had a couple. She would she had one where you can take off the doors, and then she had another one where you couldn't take out the doors.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to take out the doors.
My mom loved Jeep Wranglers. That was her car. Yeah. So
I like Jean Wranglers.
Rod, I am so happy over this decision. I will go out and with you tomorrow and get this Jeep Wrangler.
Well, I can't buy it yet.
Okay, now I'm pissed.
Okay, so you're just like,
this is like kidding, a this is like a no, this is like a plan if I have enough money.
Wow, I've never been so mad in my life. Like, my head hurts. I mean, it could be the Onnit Grow Monkey pills that I've taken earlier today, but I'm pretty sure my head hurts because Rod pissed me off so much right now. Wait, are you ready for your number two? Right.
Yeah, Clay.
What?
It's Rod's turn.
Oh, Rod? Oh, my God. I didn't even want to say his name after getting pissed off so much. Rod, are you ready for your number three, right?
Yeah.
I'm Casey Kasem. Hi, it's me, Casey. Now, on with the countdown. Three. I'm ready. Want another one? Oh, no.
So, HBO Max launched today. And
Rod, just stop right there. This sounds very similar to my number five.
And they have the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
But I don't think they have the extended editions.
You are obsessed with these extra editions of movies.
Yeah, I want the extended Lord of the Rings. I want the long cuts. I don't have anything to do. I want to watch Lord of the Rings for 15 hours.
But you can just sit down and watch Porky Pig, the Looney Tune Duck, and Bugs Bunny. Goof off and have fun. Just
I mean, I love that stuff, too.
Yeah.
But I want to watch Lord of the Rings for 15 hours.
Okay, well, maybe this might help. Maybe you start a hashtag?
Uh-huh.
What hashtag you think?
Oh.
Like, release the Snyder Cut was a great hashtag.
Hashtag, because the extended cuts are released. They're just, you just have to buy the Blu-rays.
Okay.
So, I don't know, so.
Turn the Blu-rays into the longer cut, and what I'm talking about is Lord of the Rings.
Don't
interrupt my hashtag. I need you guys, and when I say you guys, I mean HBO, to release it. And for that, I'm saying HBO Max is over party. So all that.
Oh, yeah. Use the hashtag HBO Max is over party.
And then also everything that I said up to that point. Even me, keep me correcting Rod from interrupting me in there, just to give it context, so.
Dude, we know, hey, Clay, Russ, we know I'm not canceling HBO, all right? We know I'm not. I'm not even touching that, okay?
Yes.
Because I can't cancel it.
Want another one?
Okay. think y'all are
He was a little dog named Snuggles.
No, I'm not starting to even joke around about that.
Sure.
Is that what's new voice?
Yeah.
No, my new voice is this.
Yeah.
Yo, I know y'all are kidding around right now about canceling HBO.
You got
There's
all that?
No fucking way I'm canceling that. I'm not even going to join in on those fucking jokes because HBO has been, from the bottom of my heart, they have truly changed my life.
Like, I am utterly convinced Chris D'Elia sounds like you, and he's holding it back.
Yeah, without HBO, truly, from the bottom of my heart, like, I don't know where I would be in my life. Because what happened with HBO is they gave me a comedy special when absolutely nobody else would. And for that, wow. They are my ride or die.
Wait, are you
HBO
ready for your number
basically
two?
Basically Witt's family.
Yeah.
I'm Casey Kasem. Hi, it's me, Casey. Now, on with the countdown. Two. I'm ready. Say it again. I'm ready.
This is like a very annoying gripe.
Okay.
Because I see celebrities do this on like Conan and stuff where they like tell an anecdote
that only works because they are known.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like, oh, laugh at me. But really, at the end of the day, this is great. But, so a few people now have tagged me in stories or tweets where they've said, Whitmer Thomas is one of my favorite comedians. I really thought he was going to blow up but then the pandemic happened.
Oh, boy. Hey, this is really good press for you, honestly.
This is a gripe because I never thought about that until I kept thinking, oh, how lucky I am that my shit came out and I got to film it before this pandemic. But then people started tweeting this. It happened a few times last week. And I was like, oh, dang, they're right. Like, I'm not really selling my record. My record's not selling very well, all this stuff. And I sort of plateaued as far as, like, social media, people finding me and stuff like that goes, because I'm not able to tour and I'm not able to, like, whatever. So I'm like, dang it. I guess this crap did affect me. So it is a gripe. I like that people are saying that they like me, but maybe they don't have to say, like, how I also didn't blow up.
Yeah, we don't need that. We don't need that to be a thing said online. Yeah.
No, we don't.
So, also, here we go, gang. Doing a thing right now. I always forget to do this. I'm buying Whit's record right now.
Oh, wow. No, why? Why are you buying it?
Because I need the album, man. It's my friend released a record. I buy all my friends' records.
Oh, I should buy it
too. Rod, you never bought it?
No, I don't have a record player.
Rod, that's like, come on.
Get the CD for the car.
Yeah, get a CD for your new Jeep.
Actually, kind of cooler because the CD has a booklet that says, "I did not go to college, and my favorite film's The Dark Knight."
Do you thank me in it?
No, I didn't. We didn't have time to do any of that stuff.
Yeah, he was like he wrote out all of his thanks, and it was getting to the point where he was going to get to the where he was going to get to you, and I just told him, "Listen, dude, there's just not enough time. We gotta go, man. I don't know what you're thinking." So,
yeah, I should buy it. I'll buy the CD. Maybe I'll buy it on iTunes. Does that count?
No, you're gonna need the record, my man. But no, you can buy it on iTunes. Yes, I'm not gonna. So,
that's update. Like better than just listening to it on Spotify.
God damn it. Yes, that's way better.
So, okay.
Whose gripe is it now? I just bought Whit's album. I'm placing order right now.
I think it's your gripe.
My gripe? Oh, this is going to be great. Okay, everyone, here we go.
I'm Casey Kasem. Hi, it's me, Casey. Now, on with the countdown.
Wait, what number is it?
Two.
Two. I'm ready. Say it again. I'm ready.
He was a little dog named Snuggles.
Hi, it's me, Casey.
My number two gripe is I listen to The Daily every day, and sometimes, I'm not going to get into that. I listen to The Daily every day, New York Times a day. It's a podcast. And they had an episode today saying that the post office is in trouble, and it's pissing my ass off.
Yeah.
It's pissing you off that they said that, or that the post office is in trouble?
It's pissing me off not that they said that, it's just pissing me off that that's how I started my day, by learning that the post office is in trouble, and I love the post office. I know that I steal mailman Valor all the time, but that's just because I'm such a big fan. Like, remember, like, last year I was such a big fan of, like, army people, and I started dressing up like army men everywhere?
Yeah.
I did that with the post office, too, and it's pissing me off that they're having hard times because Donald Trump doesn't want to give them money until they raise their price to stop giving Amazon such great deals, which, listen, I'm totally behind that. I think the post office should charge Jeff Bezos an arm and a freaking leg. Steve Mnuchin said he doesn't want to... Steve Mnuchin.
Yeah.
He says that he doesn't want to give them any relief funds because he wants them to charge more, or they want them to charge more so they can give like private companies more of a chance. Like, right. So and that I don't like. That's stinky trash, that's poo poo, and you need to get out of the White House, man, so my man Joe Biden can go in there and his VP pick, Rodney Berry, to go in there.
Do you think I'm gonna be the VP pick?
Yes. Because you're his biggest fan. Am I right?
Well, I'm up there. I'm like, yes. I definitely made the podium.
Yeah. I think he's kind of like a centrist and he's like whatever, but like, I know you are his biggest fan. And yeah. Because you're such a big fan, so that's why I'm voting for him in every 50, like in every single 50 states.
Why don't the postal service? How rich do you think Ben Gibbard is? He's probably not actually rich. Oh, he probably does. Okay.
He's probably the world's first billionaire. That sounds crazy for me to say, I know, but I really do think he's the world's first billionaire.
I think
you're wrong.
Again, how so?
Office should sue Ben Gibbard and get all his money.
They have. Yes. They already did.
Yes.
Did they really?
And they got it. They did a show. The Postal Service, the band, I think, did some type of benefit at the. I went to dinner with
There's
the sub pop people.
There's not a thing wrong with what you just said, and God bless you for claiming that right.
Postal Service just come out with a song that costs $2, a new song, and they give all the money to the Postal Service?
I would love that. They would become my favorite band, and I would love it.
Yeah, Clay, you love that one album from Death Cab, that the one where everyone sort of fell off of the initial first wave.
Uh-huh. Oh, wait, is that the one, the Sound of Settling?
No, Soul Meets Body.
Plans?
Remember we bought that when we were in Birmingham, when we were in high school, and I was like, this one I don't really like too much, and Clay loved it.
I loved them right after they did that Smiths cover, and I was like, oh my god. And then Sounds of Settling, I really like.
But the Smiths cover is from their first album.
Yeah, which I've never listened to another song besides that.
Didn't they have like a big hit?
Yeah, they had a bunch of big. They've had big hits like until recently.
I mean, they had like radio hits.
They had a really big hit when I saw them in public, and they wouldn't shake my hand.
Oh, you punched
recently?
Me. Yes, recently.
Ooh, I just went down to the to get a burrito down on York. I walked down there and I forgot my mask, and I felt like a fool. Boo boo the fool.
You felt boo boo the fool. Yeah. You felt like.
And I yelled into a liquor store to ask if they sold masks.
Yes.
And they're like, oh,
and
yeah.
You got spit everywhere when you yelled.
Yeah. You're spitting on, getting your droplets out all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh, did you read the thing about how they said it's actually very unlikely that you can ever get transmitted this virus through surfaces?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
What about the kid that licked the toilet?
Well, I mean,
there's a guy that got corona. He was doing the corona challenge, and he licked a toilet. I don't know. This is some internet shit. I don't know if it's real.
And he licked a toilet. Got it?
Yeah, he got it.
That was actually going to be one of my gripes.
Well, okay, I think you do tongue to toilet, you probably.
Oh, Rod, you better watch out. Rod,
you're going to get sick no matter what.
Rod, are you ready for your number? Says who? Are you ready for your number two, right?
Two.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
I'm Casey Kasem. Hi, it's me, Casey. It's me, Casey. Now, on with the countdown. Two. I'm ready. Want another one? No. I'm ready. No. I'm ready. No. Say it again. No. I'm ready. Sure.
Okay, so yeah, when this all started, they acted like the surfaces were the biggest deal. And then now we find out that they're not even a big deal. They're not that big of a deal.
Fake news.
You
gotta
be wearing the mask the whole time.
Well, Rod, here's your first problem. You're probably listening to the Clinton News Network, are you?
No, I mostly just listen to NPR.
Oh, National Public
Radio.
No. Rational.
KPCC.
Oh yeah, I can't think of words.
National Public Rod.
Yes.
Big carriers, right.
Yes, yes. Clinton News Network and the National Public Rod. So you feel like you're getting bamboozled with all this fake news, Rod, and you want to say
well, hold on. Warm Milk Show is saying it's just less likely. Yeah, yeah, it's less likely. It's not impossible that you can get it.
Right. But it's still like, they acted like it wasn't a big deal to wear the mask at first. Remember at first they said that the mask was only...
Yes.
You only had to wear the mask if you were sick?
Yes, 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 yes.
And
yes,
now
yes.
It's like, no, just wear the damn mask.
Yeah.
You damn fool.
Damn boo-boo the fool.
Yeah. Now the CDC's looking like this.
Yes.
You just don't want to be sneezing and coughing and wear a mask. And I don't know, man. This shit sucks, and it actually doesn't exist at all. And
I think
that's the saddest part.
Right? And honestly, it sounds like you're ready for your number one gripe.
Oh, my number one gripe has nothing to do with this.
Okay.
I'm Casey Kasem. Hi, it's me, Casey. Now, on with the countdown. One.
I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication.
Poor guy. Oh, man. Poor Casey Kasem. I stand that. I'm a stand of that.
Yeah.
Casey's cool.
I'm sending y'all that this involves my gripe.
Okay.
It also involves people coming into my DMs.
Oh, boy.
Please stop sending me that young girl and then saying, is this you?
Wait, what?
People keep thinking, asking if this is me.
Wait, what? It's just like,
too bright.
I'll throw it up in I'll throw it up in the stream. That isn't, well, who's sending you this?
Just random people.
Is this the same thing like with me and TJ Miller?
No, I think it. I don't know what it is, man. I don't. People also tell me sometimes I look like Gary Busey.
Gary Busey.
Yeah.
Classic Gary joke. Busey. That's a classic joke. That's one of the first jokes. That's probably the earliest joke we've ever, or I've ever referenced of us. Yeah. Here we go. So here's the picture. Sorry for everyone listening to audio. The meme is if mayonnaise was a person. So if you want to find it and you listen to the audio. That's what the meme is. it's literally insane.
Get it away from me, man.
Sorry.
I don't understand how it looks like with.
Wait, try to make that face. Just try to make the face. Here. One second.
Maybe if we're...
Again, sorry for everyone listening to audio. We're having a visual goof right now. There we go. Wait, try your best. I think you're a little. Let's center. Yep. There we go. Yeah.
I mean.
Here we go.
I guess I kind of see it now. Oh, yeah. You do like a bigger smile.
It's the smile. It's the stupid, big old teeth pissing me off.
Yeah. I'm sure I keep this right
here. That's where you get Gary Busey too, because the big teeth.
I would say. You're about to win the Gripe Award, the Weekly Gripe Award. That's the best gripe of the week. Rod won it last.
Thanks,
Rod. Rod won it last year or last week. Why can't I talk? What the hell's wrong with me? I think it's the Onnit Gorilla Monkey Pills rotting my brain, but that can't be it. That's onnit.com. Where am I?
You're doing the podcast.
Oh, sorry.
You're at your
hat. So last week, Rod won the... he had the best gripe, which I don't even remember what it was at this point. But I think you have this week's gripe of the week.
Thanks. Thanks. It's usually when people send pictures, sometimes it's flattering. Oh, you look like this guy. But then usually it's like a guy who kind of looks like a skeleton who like just has giant teeth and way deep set eyes. And it doesn't feel good. So, you know, ideally I wouldn't be getting that kind of message anymore, but whatever.
Yeah, people are what we're learning this week is people are messaging you the best stuff. I'm a fan of his. It's crazy that he's just not that famous. And you look like a mayonnaise meme.
No, it's not crazy that he's not that famous. I thought he was gonna do something.
Oh boy. Yeah. Okay. All right.
And it's just that's even worse. Nobody can do anything.
All right. Okay. Here we go. The gang. This is my number one. Are we at one? God, this fucking gorilla monkey pill is really messing me up.
Yeah.
I'm Casey Kasem. Hi, it's me, Casey.
I want a goddamn concerted effort.
Now, on with the countdown. One.
My number one gripe of this week is Rod's top five list. And I know I put this at my number one each and every week. Because I know he's gonna mess it up. But I'm telling you, this Gorilla Monkey pill that I took from the Onnit store is really warping my brain, and I can't even remember what damn gripe Rod had, but I'm sure it pissed me off like it does every week, except for that one week he did nothing but Godzilla ones. I really like that one, and I'm honestly surprised in them that I'm reaching comatose right now because these damn Onnit pills. But I did remember the gripes. Hi, my name is Clay Tam. Welcome to our the gripe wine. So
yeah,
I thought I was maybe doing better.
You're a bitch.
So
yeah, Rod. Sorry, pal.
Okay.
No, it is my fault. I should do better gripes.
I think I will say I did like that you're getting a Jeep, so there's some good positive vibes I can throw your way.
I probably won't get a Jeep, but I probably won't even get a car. I'll probably just stay in Wichita.
Now I'm pissed again.
I want to get a motorcycle.
No, let's all get little fucking mopeds, man. We don't need to be like, we don't need to do this.
No, let's all get motorcycle.
No, man.
We'd all be right. Easy riders.
All right, what motorcycle should I get?
All right, I got my gripe. I'm ready for gripe now.
What's up?
I'm ready to gripe.
Whitney just gave me terrible news. Oh, my God. This is the worst news ever. So Jump Bike is out of business. This is old news. I love Jump Bikes. I don't like tech people. I don't like tech companies. But for some reason, I love these little bikes. I didn't like giving them money, but I just love the way they rode because they had a little motor. And Whitney is showing me a video. And I was like, so they went out of business. And I was like, oh, my God, that's great news because they're no longer a dumb little tech company. And now they're probably going to sell their bikes. This is my number one gripe. I know that I probably already did my number one gripe, but this is really my number one gripe. And this is winning second place on the gripe of the week. Whit has number one because the Mayo Lady meme. But now Whitney showed me a video. Oh my God, this pisses me off so fucking hard. These fucking tech losers are dropping the ball no matter what. Here's a video of all the jump bikes not being sold to people who can ride, like, need the bikes, but of getting destroyed. This is fucking shit. You have all this.
I'm getting crunched.
Just sell them. Sell them at a cheap rate to people who need bikes or people who don't need bikes. It's like, give them away to communities. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you're losing the money regardless.
Or something.
I don't know.
I fucking hate these tech bros.
Clay, I've never liked communities.
Well, that's true. I didn't think about that.
So I kind of side with jump bikes. I don't really like communities.
Yes.
Oh, you. Yeah.
I understand that. If that came from Rod's mouth, I'd be on my way to whoop him. But from your mouth, I completely understand.
Because of my childhood, I don't like communities.
Right, but you do like you do like hedge funds and all that.
Yeah,
unrelated, but
yeah, hedge funds are good.
I just
love the big fucking claw. Just
that's fucking for everyone who's like. Everyone who's listened to the audio only, I've shown a video of a huge metal claw coming down, grabbing like fucking 200 jump bikes and just throwing them in the trash. What a fucking waste. This pisses me off.
Yeah.
Well, Rod, are you ready for your number one?
Yeah, I feel like it's not going to be good now, but okay.
Hi, it's me, Casey. It's me, Casey.
He's down on the phone.
Now, on with the countdown. One.
My number one gripe is that Clay doesn't want to get a motorcycle so we can be easy riders.
I can change my mind. I'm not...
Clay, what if we get one of those, like, lower CC ones that doesn't really go very fast?
Okay, I've run into 50cc before, and I have 150cc in my garage. Honestly, I'm the only one that has anything close to a motorcycle, but that's for another day.
Yeah, you've just been sitting on that motorcycle for almost... for 4 years now. Why don't you fix it?
I don't know how to fix these dumb... Yeah, if it cost $500, I would. I don't know. If it was $200, I would get it fixed right now.
Do you want to do a GoFundMe for your motorcycle?
No, I'm gonna do
give
a GoFundMe.
Give it to me.
For
I'll fix it.
I'm not giving it to nobody because once I see you riding around, I'll be so filled with jealous rage that I would. I would probably hurt myself, especially if I'm still taking these Gorilla Monkey pills.
Yeah, once
wait, explain rest. These Gorilla Monkey pills again.
So I'm doing a thing with Onnit, O-N-N-I-T.com. It's Joe Rogan's pill company. He has a new pill coming out called the Gorilla Monkey pills. It gives you gorilla, it gives you the gorilla mindset. And that's not the Mike Cernovich.
So
that's not the Mike Cernovich gorilla mindset, but I'm sure there's pretty much one to one there. But so you can also get those what are they called? The little dumbbell things that have a gorilla's head on it. You get the gorilla kettlebells. It comes with the gorilla kettlebells too, and you can just toss them around. And while you take these like pills, which I don't know what the pills do, but they do give me a ringing headache. They put a ringing in my ear, give me a headache, and they get me sort of angry throughout the days. And I have a lot of holes in my walls. And it
like
shuts
a gorilla's
off the
house.
Like a yes, just like a gorilla's home. Any other questions?
But do you like eating bananas?
I do not. I like eating what they call a green shake. It's kale. It's old kale. No, it's a green shake. It's let me see. It's kale, spinach, a cup of sand, and just a little bit of tap water. And
that sounds nice.
And the sand gets
warm
stuck
tap?
In my warm tap. Yes, not too hot, but warm tap. So,
yeah, classic gorilla shake.
So that's all my gripes. I don't know what motorcycle I need to get. I had a friend that had a Honda. Jeremy Sangray. He had a Honda Civic. Is that not a motorcycle?
I had a Honda Element.
Honda Element. Yeah, it's not my friend Jeremy. It's you.
Yeah, it was me. I had a Honda Element.
Honda CC something. I don't know. 250cc. 500cc. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know. Oh, he had a CB750. I don't know. Why am I talking? I need to stop, literally.
Because your name's Clay.
That's right.
Yeah, your name is
So I guess we
end the podcast.
We end the podcast. I would like to give Wit the award.
Thank you.
Which is three gripe dollars.
Thank you.
You can cash those in. If you get 24 gripe dollars, you can cash that in for one Gorilla Monkey pill on NIT. I'm still talking about that, gang. Can you believe it? Yeah, so I would like to give you the award. Is there anything that anyone wants to promote? Wait, I hear you're doing something very special tomorrow or tonight. I forgot what day you were talking about doing this.
Tomorrow, 6 p.m. Pacific time,
yeah.
I will be going live to raise money, live on Instagram to raise money for the Hideout Chicago, which is a venue where I've performed many times and I love and they need help. And my live show will be very special. I will be dyeing all of my facial hair, maybe even my eyebrows, pitch black. Black as it comes. While I'm doing that, I'll be playing songs, answering questions, doing whatever. And I want everybody to see it and get your Venmos ready. So, yeah, that's what I'll be doing.
Okay. Wait, Bud's sending me something. Oh, boy. Bud sent me something really good. Okay, yeah. Sorry. Rod, can you promote? Can you promote something?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm gonna go check out my Twitch stream. I'm gonna be streaming Final Fantasy VII Remake, probably for the next couple days. It's gonna be pretty fun. I'm an up and coming streamer, and you don't gotta pay anything. Just click that heart and like and follow my stream. It'd be very nice for me.
Yes,
that's it.
Gang, also, podcast is pretty much over for everyone listening to audio. Thank you so much for listening. And I'm going to add this photo after the whatever. If you want to watch the stream, go to twitch.tv/toiletbay, okay? And I also have some emotes, so you can get some emotes there, okay, gang? Thank you for watching American Arts and Culture Review presents the Gripe Wine. Wine spelled W-H-I-N-E. Okay, gang? Bye, gang.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.